out, everybody. Hey, everybody, welcome to an episode of Fun with Flame. I am your host, Daniel the Flame, and today I am joined by my guest, Edward Kroger. And we are here to talk about the new live-action Aladdin movie.
Sparkles.
All right. Actually, was another thing I thought was like how they showed the name Aladdin. It wasn't as grand as it is on the animated version. Like, it was kind of like small. This is a weird tidbit that I noticed, but it's like, it's just like on the anime movie. It's a big flashy name.
He's big.
Yeah, like it was big, but like I was like I noticed it and I was like, I'm in for a ride. Now, people probably might not know, but I am actually a huge fan of Aladdin. That's actually my favorite Disney animated movie.
Wait, did you watch it before you?
No, because I knew I was gonna be disappointed at certain moments, so I was like, I'm gonna watch it afterwards to help myself.
Your mind comparing
yeah.
it, I was like,
nah. Yeah, yeah. So I didn't want to do that, so I was like, I'm gonna watch it afterwards. So that's gonna be something I'm gonna do like after this, but because you need Robin Williams in your life. But this movie was actually it was really good. It was a nice live action movie.
Would you say it was better than the other previous live action remake?
See, I haven't really seen a lot of those.
Well, you only seen Jungle Book.
I only seen Jungle Book.
Was it better than Jungle Book?
It was much better than Jungle Book, because Jungle Book fucked up Jungle Book. So, it was like, Jungle Book's a good movie, but it fucked up what Jungle Book is supposed to be. Because Mowgli destroyed the jungle in Jungle Book.
Oh, yeah. He was the evil man.
Yeah. He was everything Shere Khan told everybody he was going to be. But Aladdin was, it was actually okay. It was decent. They went more towards the musical aspect than I would have liked, because there was a lot of moments when they just kept reprising songs in random moments. Like,
yeah, that man kept saying street rap.
Right? Like, so much. Riff rap. Street rap. I don't buy that. And it was like, you did not need... He only sings it once in the whole movie.
Like, what they say that? I was like... Alright.
So like, and he just kept saying it. It was like, dude, what? And I was like, and then even after the wish when he's a prince, I was like, he's still singing it. What is this?
I thought about it. Is that the most popular song from Aladdin?
No, the most popular song from Aladdin is A Whole New World.
Well, yeah, alright.
That,
yeah.
It was like, they did it in a grandiose way, but it's still, like, they made, like, they literally made that, damn, what is it? That Speechless? Yeah, that Speechless song way bigger than that. Because of, I guess, the emotional aspect it's supposed to be. Now, you're probably wondering why I'm saying Speechless. They made up a song for this movie.
Wait, it was called Speechless?
I guess. I think so. Because she was like, she won't be quiet anymore or something like that.
I thought she like looked at the credits and saw that it said Speechless.
I'm thinking. I saw the credits, but I was like, I'm trying to remember if it said Speechless
or not. But you couldn't read that one?
Yeah, I don't know. But it was like, I don't remember. You know, just...
that boy couldn't read
but,
that
it... Like, it was a while, it just happened. Like, I just saw the movie. But, like, it's not fresh in my mind. I'm not gonna remember the name of the song I didn't like. But this song that they made up was actually, it was a conundrum to me. Because it screwed up what Aladdin itself is about. Because they tried to add a new aspect to it of a Jasmine wanting to be the Sultan. And if you see the movie, you'll understand how ridiculous that is. Because of the fact that Jasmine don't know nothing. So, and it was like, and they proved in the beginning, following how the Aladdin typically is, and then just throughout the rest of the movie had her going that she wants to be Sultan, or she can rule, she knows everything, she's
and
been studying and all
of
that.
Mother.
Yeah, and it's like, because of her mother and whatnot, and I was like, she studied, like, I can be this leader, I can show the people a new way and everything, but it's like, she, in the beginning of the movie, it showed that she don't know what money is, so it was like, that don't work. That doesn't work at all.
That's always like, been weird, and it's like, just giving people bread. That's yeah. Yours. It's like, here, take
it. Where's your money? And she's like, I don't have any money. And it's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, how are you supposed to run a country and you don't understand how currency works? Like, that, yeah, no. So, that was something. And then, like, the movie tried to make itself girl power heavy with that aspect with Jasmine. And it was like, it was also unnecessary, because that's not what the story of Aladdin is, you know, because it's called Aladdin because it's about Aladdin. So it was like, it was a negative only because it was like, it was added stuff to the movie that was not necessary. It's like, it was just a love story between these two kids. Just leave it at that. But it's like, they tried to make her be like, nah, I'm a strong, independent woman. I'm a ruler. And it's like, considering the times that we live in, it's like, I understand why you would want to put that in a movie, but you didn't need to put it in a movie. You could have just had a movie that was like that. you didn't need to make it Aladdin, you know, but that was whatever. Because the speechless there we go. That song was
messing up his S words.
It was equivalent to Let It Go. Edward stated that to me when he saw it.
It was like, that's the vibe I felt from it. I was like, this seems like Let It Go.
And that's
like,
exactly what it was like.
As soon as it started out, like, Let It Go, when like that line popped in my head, I was like, Let It Go.
To the point, I almost thought that was the chick who sings Let It Go. Because like, when she was singing,
I don't think we could sing on that one.
I was like, yo, I was like, is that her?
And she got it. They had lungs.
I was like, nah, that's not her. But I was like, damn, she getting it. And I was like, but yeah, I was like, this is similar to Let It Go. And I was like, but
people were disappearing. I was like, oh, she got powers.
Yeah, that's what
I was like. It was really a whole nother movie.
It was an off-put moment that just, it was weird. And it was like, and then they put in so much emphasis on this one moment. And it was like, yeah, this movie ain't about her, dude. And I was like, so that was weird. Well, again, good movie. It's just, you know, there were some things to be...
It was a lot better than I expected.
Exactly. That is true.
It's a real-life remake, and I was like, nah, this ain't gonna do any justice. And I was like, they ain't had Robin Williams.
And it's like, if you go in thinking Will Smith is not gonna be a good genie, you're sorely mistaken. He was actually a fantastic genie. Like, he played that part well.
The fact that they didn't try to make him like Robin Williams.
Exactly.
Genie, I was like, that was a nice plus. It was like, he was his own mix to it. And I was like, yeah, you know, original jokes and him saying stuff. It's like not trying to redo or copy whatever Robin Williams did. Yeah, that was nice. It was nice. He was a good genie.
The only weird thing is that they had him have a love interest. And like, if you're someone who grew up on the animated movie, then you understand how weird that sounds. And it's like, yeah, that does sound weird. And it's like, yeah, they gave Genie a love interest.
He did the part when he did get free, he was like, "That's a jam." I was like, when that part happened, right after the people laughed, I just started thinking of the animated movie.
Wish for the nod. No way. Man, Robin Williams. He's like, oh, wish for something outrageous. Wish for the nod. Say, I want the nod. Wish for that. Say it. I will wish for the now. No way! That's a hilarious joke. But, it was like that. What Will Smith was doing was actually, it was cool. It was real cool. Like, his way of his way of going about everything. They even changed up the rules of the lamp, which was weird. But I guess for what they did, rather than having Aladdin outsmart the genie, it was like he just kind of tricked him because of the rules in order to make the wish. Because it was like, you have to rub the lamp while you're making a wish, rather than you can just make a wish anytime you want. So, that was something different. And I was like, okay. It was heavy on the musical side, to the point where you really only got a couple of minutes in between talking before they just started singing everything. And it was like...
They had good choreography, though, I'd say.
Yes, they did.
They were dancing.
I don't give a fuck what thing you read that talks about their dance choreography. They need to shut the fuck up. That stuff was good. Maybe because it was black. Because they were breakdancing a lot. And they was getting down. But, oh yeah, that's right. I made it racist. So anyone else that you hear about this, and it's like, that means that they're white and they ain't got rhythm and they don't know what the fuck they talking about. So, bam! That's what I did. But, yeah, it was a lot of moments, especially Aladdin. Aladdin could dance his ass off. That boy could dance. Like, they had nice moments where they would just go into breakdancing. And it was cool. With Will Smith being the genie, they had a lot of moments that was like, he wasn't trying to, like how, like what Edward was saying, it was like, he wasn't copying Robin Williams, but they did have him still have that genie element, so where he would just, like, things would just pop up and appear, and, you know, he would just go with the flow and stuff like that, which was cool.
Him changing size.
Yeah.
Becoming different people. When they were doing the Prince Ali song, he was like the woman.
Yeah.
when the mask fell off, he, oh.
Yeah, he's like, oh no. Had beard, mustache, and everything. And the girls looking at him. He's like, oh no. Like, he was with the little kids. He got monkeys. See the monkeys? No, that was funny. He said, he got monkeys. You see the monkeys?
Like, they was in the throne room. He's like, we brought gifts. And then he got golden stuff. And he was like, spices. And what's under that?
Yeah, it was like, what's that? Did you organize this, right, or anything? He just stopped talking. It was a nice little twist to what Aladdin is, and it didn't go too far off the rails, much like how Jungle Book was almost a completely different telling of the story. With Aladdin, it was just that they put things in weird orders. Like, in the very beginning, Aladdin meets Jasmine. And that was the thing that was super weird. So, like, you didn't even get that Jasmine wanted to sneak out. It's just that she was outside. And it just happened. Yeah, so, and, you know, it's supposed to introduce Aladdin in his world. Then it introduces Jasmine into her world. Then the next day, she sneaks out of the palace. And then he meets her. That, and then the rest of the story goes. But no, it just introduced both of them at the same time. Which, again, puts the movie into perspective. Because, like I said, the movie is as much about Aladdin as it is about her, which is annoying to me because it's called Aladdin, not Aladdin and Friends. But it is like it is what it is. So, you know, there's money to be made in the girl power movement. So that's what Disney's doing. You've seen it before when they did the whole in the Beauty and the Beast. They made the follower of the Gaston. They made him gay by hinting that he was gay, and then at the end of the movie had him dancing with a man, so then everybody got upset because it was like, wait, he was gay? And it was like, well, let's look at what was happening at that time. The LGBT community was doing what they were doing and everything like that. And
it
so
did
then,
make a real life yeah movie in the
beef, huh? Yeah. And then like man. But the LGBT movement was doing that? What they were doing. Nope. Uh-huh. I don't like Beauty and the Beast, so I wasn't gonna watch that. And then, like, then they didn't have him announce that he was straight up gay, but they had him, like, you know, do things that was like, oh, okay, I can see how, yeah, he would be gay. But,
so. That was the Power Ranger movie. They said that girl was gay. Right. They showed nothing. That was, she didn't even hint. She didn't, she like, just, she didn't even, like, I was hanging out with my girlfriend. It was like, oh, your friend? She was like, no, my girlfriend. Like,
didn't do that. You know, she just, my parents are real strict, by the rules type people. And I was like, the hell does that mean?
That could mean a plethora. She was like, so when you like stealing cars or yeah something, I don't
and
know.
And she just, so when you're like me, they don't like that. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah. Oh my like, God, was the chick who played Kimberly in Power Rangers the chick who played Jasmine? I think it is. I'm pretty sure it is.
I think you should do your research.
You're saying it's like I'm wrong. I think I'm right. But,
you think you're right.
I'm pretty sure I'm right. Like, because a tan can go a long way for white people. Like, it really can. So
keep bringing up this racist stuff.
I mean, it's not like it's going to go away. So, let's be real, you know. But, I would say a minus in this movie would definitely be the acting of Jafar. They made him too much of a cold, calculating, evil villain, rather than the eccentric, cold, calculating, evil villain that he was. Jafar was, like, when you see the original Aladdin, the old dude that broke Aladdin out of jail, and you found out that that was actually Jafar, it was like, this dude is crazy, you know? And it was like, and then it also, they went into more detail with him actually being into the whole mystical arts, which would make sense to why he wished to be the all-powerful sorcerer. You know, which in that movie, they just kind of brought it, in the live action movie, they just kind of like, he just made that wish out of nowhere.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
Kubo's like, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I knew it. But, you know, like in the Aladdin movie, you know, just, in the live action one, he just kind of was like, I wish to be an all powerful sorcerer. But in the animated movie, you literally saw him do things in like his lab and whatnot that showed that he knew about the mystical arts. He did that little mind tricks thing on the, Sultan. On the Sultan in order to get his ring, in order to find Aladdin. But on this movie, the live action movie, Aladdin just kind of fell into his lap, and he just kind of took a gamble, and it worked. So that was a type of moment, but I guess, you know, maybe that's more realistic than the animated version, but that was whatever. Another downside to me was Iago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gilbert Gottfried being Iago is a timeless classic. What they had as Iago was very much more realistic, and I enjoyed it. Because it was just a parrot that was like a dick.
He was funny,
yeah, he's like, uh-oh. He was like, you know, I messed up. And he's second best. And he was like, uh-oh. He was like, you gotta get it now. And it was like, that was funny. And then they made the Sultan more respectable, which That it's not something I didn't like, but it's like, it's just, you know, I'm used to the Sultan being the Sultan. He was a goofy, silly little fat guy, you know? He loved his daughter, he liked playing with toys, and he was like, they even cut out the whole him flying on the flying carpet and everything, which made him like Aladdin in the first place. So, you know, it was like, he was splendid, absolutely splendid, you know? And it was like, so easily acceptable to getting mind control. And then they constantly made Jafar, rather than him being just, I want to be Sultan for the power, they made it to where it was like, he was this warmonger, you know? It's like, we need to attack these other countries. And it's like, where is this coming from?
Yeah, and the first place he wanted to attack was the mom's
old country. It was like, what? Why? Yeah.
It was like, because.
And he gave no reason. Attack. And it's like, why are we adding this onto his character? He's already evil. You know, and it was like, what he's going to do is going to signify that. But we don't need to justify it by being like, you know, he needs to go after these other places. I was like, that was weird. No, like, that was just odd.
Yeah, they do real life movies, you know, they got to make the villains relatable, I guess. Yeah.
So, you know, like, is that relatable?
If they make a real life Bambi, they're going to show the hunter before he kills the mom. And it's eating. Like, his family was killed by deers because they trampled over them.
And they're going to be like, stop shooting. He'd be like, I can never stop shooting. He's going to be a redneck. I'm sorry. Bambi mom got shot by a redneck. That just happens, okay? So, yeah. Then, like, when she's dying, she's going to go, Bambi, you can be whatever you want to be, even if it's gay. And he'd be like, what? It's like, hey, it's Disney. New Disney. It's okay. I love you, regardless. And it's like, the impact of Bambi's mom dying is the fact that you don't see her die. And it's like, nah, real life, baby. Gonna make that junk look beastly. And watch, the money that they make from the real life Lion King movie is gonna be put to making more real life, the animal version movies. So I wouldn't be surprised if they made a Fox and a Hound real life movie or anything like that. Because And then a lot of the reasons that they're doing these like this is because their license to these movies are coming up.
Yeah, so yeah. They're I've seen some news like this. It's just like the real life remakes are just their way of renewing.
Yeah. So
it's like the copyrights.
Exactly. And it's like, because that's most like what they do with Mickey Mouse. And it's like, every time, like, you know, when you think about it, like, after a while, there's always a brand new Mickey Mouse cartoon. It's like, whether you watch it or not, you know, it's going to, like, just something with Mickey Mouse is going to pop up. But, you know, I'm getting off tangent, but this movie was actually, it was enjoyable. I found myself listening more to the people in the audience laughing at jokes rather than me laughing at them. So I was like, yeah, that was funny. But I wasn't dying laughing. But I seen people in front of me just cracking the hell up. And I was like, huh, I guess I never seen Aladdin before. And I was like, yeah, it was funny. But it was the people in me like, ah. And I was like, okay.
My problem was the lady was sitting right next to me with a baby. And this little nigga decides to cry and whatnot. So that ruined it.
I had a lady, and just first she was like, I think this is our seat, and I was sitting in another seat, but it was because like these other people were down next to my seat, and I was like, I don't really need to sit next to them right now if nobody's in this aisle with me. And then when a lady came with her kids, she was like, oh, these are our seats right here. And I was like, oh, okay. And so then I got up and moved to my seat, and then she didn't move to the seat that I was in. And I was like, what the fuck? And so then she just, like, sat down in the other seat. And I was like, this bitch. So then, like, me and the lady whose, like, seat I just moved next to, we looked at each other like, that's a bitch right there. And I was like, me, it was this elderly Caucasian lady. I don't want to say white. I said Caucasian.
You could have said lady.
Okay. Anyway. But I'm just saying, because it made me happy because she gave me the look like she knew what was up. And, you know, because it was like, you were sitting there being courteous to me. We all had arm room. And then this lady going to come by and she taking up fucking four seats. And she not going to sit in the one she just asked me to get up from. And then, like, me and the lady looked at each other, and it was like, this bitch. And then we just kept enjoying the Latin, you know?
Right, so, yeah. People bringing their whole family trying to watch a movie.
But it was just, this one was fucked up. It was just her and the other kid, but it was taking up four seats. And she had the audacity to tell me to move. And it's like...
Wait, so it was only two of
them? Yeah! And I was my like, gay.
The chick that was in there, yeah, she had a family. It was her, she was holding a baby. She had these two boys. The niggas kept getting up. They kept walking by me. And I was like, man, like, I wanted to kick one of them in the shin or something. I was like, I'm trying to watch a movie, and I got to tuck my knees in just because these little niggas want to be polite. It was like Wonder Woman to get up, and his mom, she was like, what are you doing? And he was like, oh, I want to throw this away. And I was like, this well-mannered boy. I was like, nigga, was like, you don't throw that on the floor.
You'll just wait till the goddamn movie over?
That's because you want to be a good person.
I mean, you can just wait till the movie over with.
Yeah, the mom was like, nah, just sit down. He was like, okay. And I was like,
you want me to hold this trash like a commoner? How dare you, you bitch! But, I'm trying to think. Oh, Aladdin was parkouring his ass off in this movie. Like, the nigga was the Prince of Persia. I swear to God. But it was weird. It was certain moments where it seemed like he had trouble climbing the fence. But there was other moments when he was just defying gravity.
When this man was like, put his foot against the wall and like he like spin down with his back to the wall. Right. Could just jump down. It seemed like more time, but okay.
When he was on the ice and he backflipped down to get a boo, I was like, dude. Like,
first of all, this shouldn't even be terrain that you're used to, but you're moving like you mastered this. Your entire life.
I got you, homie. He was just defying gravity. I was like, okay, so Aladdin is awesome. And the man was a true pickpocket. Like, the stuff him and Abu was doing. The fact that he almost got robbed by two women, and then they robbed them, was amazing. And then she was like, it's a nice monkey, and that's a nice necklace. And then the girl came back, I'm pretty sure this is mine. And she gonna try to tell him to the guards, and he walk away, and then he jump over the wall, and he's like, all right, Abu, how we do? And he had a necklace, and he's like, here you go. And I was like, oh, man. That's crazy. But I did not like the fact that he was, like, well-known. So it was like he was a thief, but, like, people knew him. You know? And I was like, I didn't like that.
Oh, but when he showed up, when he was trying to help Princess.
Yeah, then, like, the guy was like, Aladdin? He was like, you get away from here, you street rat. And then he was like, he called the guards. And they were like, well, like, he knows you. And he just called the guards. Like, they'll find you tomorrow, you know? And it was like, so that's not cool. I was like, I liked it better when it was just, you know, because there's so many, like, it should be like that because it's a bazaar. There's so many people that go into the market or whatnot, you know? So him doing that, it should have just been, it just would have, to me, it would have felt like it would have flowed better as, like, how it would actually be during that time. If it wasn't that the dude knew him, that's why he was talking to Aladdin, but just Aladdin did the con. And he was like, hey, here's an apple for your trouble, man. And it was like, hey, don't worry, here's the bracelet. Sorry that she didn't pay. Here's an apple for your trouble. And he stole the bracelet back. And it was like, that would have been awesome. But having it to be where it's like, yeah, he's a straight up known thief was crazy. And then it also took away from me, like, what he stole in the beginning, because he took the chick necklace and then tried to cash it in for food, and he gave the food away to kids. And I was like, Aladdin's supposed to start off with him stealing food because that, like, he couldn't eat, you know? And it was like, not that he stole jewels or whatever, it's that he stole food. And then he was getting chased like crazy. He's like, all this for a loaf of bread, you know? And it was like, and then he was trying to eat it, then he gave it to the little kids rather than, you know, he just straight up stealing and is trading that for food. Because I'm pretty sure you could find anybody to trade some, you know, they was at a bazaar or whatever. You could find anybody and trade some gold and jewels for, and then they give them something for it. Didn't have to be just that one lady. It's like, whatever, Aladdin, I don't care if it's stolen. And it was like, all right, basically, you ain't getting your business from me anymore. So, but, you know, just like these small inconsistencies that the original movie did a hell of a lot better. The whole New World song, the fact that they didn't go all over the world, they just kind of was like around Agrabah, I guess, to be like within the time frame of them singing the song, rather as like realistically in the animated movie, they sung a whole new world for hours because they went to Greece, Egypt, and it ends with them being in China watching Chinese New Year. So, you know, meaning that they saw Mulan, Hercules.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Only if you squint, you can really see.
When it was going over the ocean, that was a Little Mermaid. Aladdin did it all, baby. It did it all. I did like the fact that Raja liked him, and like he was not afraid of him. Like he was just, and then like he just knew. That was cool.
Better than me. I scared him. Tiger. Is that a tiger?
And the jokes were funny.
You know, when the like, other prince saw him, he was like, "That's the strat cat."
Yeah, he said, "That is a big strat cat." He said, "Cats love me in my country." That dude was funny. And she was like, you look, he said, no one told me how beautiful you were. And she was like, they didn't tell me that to you. He said, that happens a lot. He was like, people are always saying that in my country. But it was a nice little movie. I am not sure if I would buy it or not. It's like, I want to because it's Aladdin, but I felt the same way about Jungle Book. you know, and it was like realistically when Jungle Book came out, I was like, I'm over it. But like, cause like the part of Jungle Book that made me want to get that whole movie is when he be in the tall grass with Bagheera and he would just be talking and then Shere Khan just come out of nowhere and Bagheera had to tackle his ass. I was like, that scene alone makes me want to buy this fucking movie. But I did not buy the fucking movie. So it was like, that scene didn't help. That and the Cuckoo Bird story. Love the Cuckoo Bird story. You ever heard about the Cuckoo Bird? It was like, Idris Elba talking about Cuckoo Birds. Man, this movie gives a gold star to me. But then it had, what's his name? Singing Ooby-Doo. I mean, I want to be like you. Yeah, Christopher Walken. Ooby-Doo. I want to be like you. It was like, God damn it. Would it have been so wrong to make him black? So someone who had jazz, because that is a jazz song.
Or just someone that had more enthusiasm behind their speech. Like, the man was singing like he talked, and it was like, I don't know if you're about to kill me or what.
Because like, you had Christopher Walker just actually sing, because he can actually sing. You know, it was like, that would have been better. Like you said, yeah, he was singing like how he talked. It was like, that was unnecessary. But, yeah, it was... It's like, really, it was like Aladdin is a movie to go see. That was an okay movie to go see.
I wonder what's going to be the next real life.
Lion King.
Well, after that.
After that, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, but that's the next
maybe
one.
Maybe Little Lion Mermaid. King. I feel like they'll probably do a Little Mermaid down there.
I can see that happening.
I can.
And they're probably going to try their hardest to spin it to make it not seem like she's a dumbass little girl. Because all Little Mermaid is...
still working on Lion.
Yeah, but like...
That's definitely a lot of problems.
Because all Little Mermaid is just her is like a little girl that just has a bunch of dumb stuff. Like, she just does a bunch of dumbass stuff. And so they're probably going to make it seem like she's smart.
You think they'll do Pocahontas?
No. That'll never get made into a live action movie. If that gets made in a live action movie, then there's a lot of problems going on. Like, someone should petition that shit. Because if they make that live action movie, they're probably going to get Mel Gibson to actually be in the live action movie. To pay one of the Native Americans.
Good old Mel Gibson. Obviously, they're going to have to take out that song.
Oh, man. Savages? And that's the only part of Mulan, of Pocahontas that I like. Savages. And it's like, that's an offensive song that nobody should like. But it's the only thing in Mulan. I keep saying Mulan. It's the only thing in Pocahontas.
Maybe you
want
to see Mulan.
Yeah, I mean, Mulan's a great movie.
I mean, when the movie comes out, they don't have Mega Man out of you. There's a problem.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem. Like, how dare you make this movie? And then that's another, like, I really would hope that they don't try to make that as much of a musical as they did with Aladdin. Because Mulan does not have that many musical moments. Like, they have songs, but it's not that many that take up a bunch of Mulan. Mulan is generally more one of those more action-oriented Disney movies than a lot of them.
Yeah, Aladdin had more songs.
Yeah, but it's like, but I'm saying, like, that's just how they do. You know, and it's like, it's a live action, they're making a musical and whatnot, and they get easily cash in by adding more songs. But Mulan, the only songs I can think of is Make a Man Out of You, A Girl Worth Fighting For, and Reflections in the very beginning. Jesus. someone like that. Yeah, I can't really think of another song that happens in Mulan. Yeah, it's just those three. And like, Jesus. But,
not my problem.
Oh, shit. Come here and knock over the milkshake. Now, it's my problem. I really would want them to stick making keeping Mulan being more action oriented. Seeing as how if they're going so far as to get authentic Chinese actors to play in the actual movie, they should go so far as to keep it within the spirit of the actual movie, which focus more on her accomplishments rather than Disney making a buck out of their soundtracks or anything like that. And it's like, you can still have those songs in there. You can add a new song if you want to, but you know, it was like, Mulan had a lot of fight scenes, cool action stuff going on. It was like keep to that. Also, trying to see who would play Mushu. That's something I'm really worried about. Right? Like, I wonder who can hold that reins. You know, because it's like, they're not gonna pick Eddie Murphy because hell, they're not picking older like people who already did stuff to do things for whatever reason.
I mean, they got what's his face.
But that's like. That's literally the only thing that they've done that's matched that. Everyone who's played in Lion King is still alive, but it's more so easier to sell the big star name people who play older characters rather than getting the characters who actually played them for nostalgia reason because Disney and money. Which is it's a depressing thing, and it's sad that it's like that, but it's like that's just how it is now, and that's what they're doing. But I would really like if they were to get Eddie Murphy to play Mushu again for Mulan, because it was like it would fit and it would be beautiful. It's like if not, then write out the whole Mushu part all in itself, you know, because you could easily do that. You could have it to where Mushu doesn't exist and it's just her doing it on her own, because you could do that, and that'd be fine, you know. But it's like if you were to include Mushu because you wanted to keep it within that Disney spirit and everything, fine. But just, you know, if you're not going to get Eddie Murphy to reprise the role, because you're not going to get Eddie Murphy to reprise the role, pick someone who can do that role justice, like you would want with any character in that situation. I could see them trying to pick Kevin Hart. Like, I don't know why. I could just see Kevin Hart doing that. Maybe because he's the black comedian spokesperson right now. But... Like, I could just see Kevin Hart. Like, I'm really trying to think of another comedian that could do Mushu justice. But, like, I could see Kevin Hart doing it. Yeah, spokesperson. Yeah. We always get one. Every generation. We always get a new one. that's ridiculously funny. But deny me. Deny me. But, it was just, like, Aladdin had just small inconsistencies that if you were a diehard fan of the animated movie might turn you off from it, but the overall movie was really good, really enjoyable. It was nice. Again, I just can't get over Aladdin busting his ass. Like, that man could dance his ass off. Like, jeez, he could dance. And it was just... Having Jafar be so blasé, you know, he wasn't as, like, when he wished to become the powerful sorcerer, the fact that he didn't scream that upset me. I was like, oh, well, that was a...
That man didn't have a powerful voice. Yeah, he sounded like a punk.
He just was really, like, you know, like, you would not bow before a sultan, you would cow before a sorcerer. And I was like, why? I was like, oh, man. I was like, that's just so, He's just, oh, like, you're just not going to, okay. I was like, no, in the anime movie, he had such depth and complexity in his voice. You know, he was like, you're not back before a sultan, then you're coming before a sorcerer. And it was like, it upset him that they did not listen to him, you know. And it was like, things like that. And I was like, ah. But, and then even at the end when he got turned into the genie, the fact that he didn't get turned into the giant snake. That's right, he don't turn himself into a giant snake, which was a huge disappointment to me. And I was like, Iago got big. If you've seen the trailer and you see Iago turn into a big bird, but the fact that he didn't turn into a giant snake, I was like, that was such a huge disappointment.
I figured he wasn't.
Yeah, and I was like, I knew he wasn't, but it was like... He just
showed the snake and then the king.
Then made the staff, and I was like, whatever. But the fact that he did not turn into it...
With the Jedi powers.
and then it just had him where it was like he just had like a thing about being second best. Which I guess is a callback to the original animated movie. Aladdin does say that to him when he's the giant snake. And he's like, face it, Jafar, you always be just second best. And he, you're right. But even then, like, there was so much more emotion into that when Jafar realized that. Because he was like, nothing can beat me. And he was like, well, genie gave you the power, you can take it away. And he, you're right. This power does exceed my own. Oh, they kept, that was another thing. They took out the word slave. Because they have that word a lot in Aladdin, and they took it out. So, like, in the Prince Ali song, they're supposed to say he's got servants and slaves, and it's like, he's got servants, slaves, and flunkies. And they just had him go, he's got servants and flunkies. And I was like, there you go. I was like, that's funny. Yeah, and it was like, just make the word longer. And that, there you go.
Hey, Disney gotta go back, you know?
Yeah, and it was like, people would be like, things. Disney said slavery is back. And it's like, no, we did not. Go watch Dumbo. Yeah, it's like, no.
Have you seen that?
No, not going to.
Not going to?
Nope. The only thing, I mean, Dumbo is about an abused child who gets accepted because he can fly and make money. His life is still terrible. His life is still terrible. His mother was still beaten and imprisoned, and then the only reason she got let free is because this nigga got a job, basically. After he was taught how to fly by magical black people who were in the shape of crows. That's Dumbo. Who, at first, were dicks to him in a jive way, and then had to get talked down to by a mouse. Then they cried. And then they taught him how to fly. I said, Peanut Stan. That's the only reason I would watch that movie, is to hear when I see Elephant Fly. That's the only reason I watch the movie. But they don't have that song in that movie. I'm like 100% sure they don't have that song in that movie. That song is so goddamn racist.
They probably don't even have crows in
that
movie.
Of course not. He learned how to fly because of little kids. Oh, little white children. They gave him a feather or whatever. Like, the movie, he's, like, flying for a good portion of it, you know? But, I seen a peanut stand. I heard a rubber band. I even saw a neat wink aside. But I've been done seen about everything when I see an elephant fly. That's so goddamn racist. But I love it. Oh, because I grew up with it. Oh, childhood racism. Can't run away from it. It's like, you're gonna get it. Yeah, childhood racism. You're gonna get it. Like Pocahontas and savages. They're savages, barely even human. Such harsh words. Someone thought of that and made it into a song and go, this should be a movie kids are like, bitch. Does this have anything to do with the actual history? If you don't shut your dumb ass up, if you don't shut your dumb ass up and get Mel Gibson in here to play a blonde-haired white boy. That's savages. That's them or us. They're just a bunch of filthy stinking. How you know that song so well? I just told you I love it. It's a good song. It just has a terrible message. Oh, and then the beginning of Aladdin, having Will Smith sing the entirety of the Arabian Nights song, that, I was like, that set such a tone for the musical aspect of the movie, which was so freaking annoying, because I was like, it doesn't need to be this way. That's how I felt when I first heard it, because he was going in for the whole damn song, and I was like, oh, no. And then it was they changed the words, because there was a lot of stuff that they actually cut out in Aladdin, because the original Arabian Nights song talks about stuff like, if you ain't got enough money to pay for something, they cut off your ear. And it's like, that's a line that they actually took out in Aladdin because they thought it was too harsh when it originally came out. And then I was like, and the fact that, like, he just doesn't say it at all. And I was like, yeah. And then, like, the lines he were saying, I was like, man, this is the stuff they sung on the Aladdin animated TV show. And I was like, this is like a whole minute something song. I was like, no. Just sing the one in the beginning of the original movie. It's short, sweet. Get to the point. And I was like, nah, I want to hear Will Smith sing it. And I was like, oh, damn it. And like, he hit the chorus twice, and I was like, oh, damn it. But, yeah, that was whatever. And then they didn't need to make a flashback to when the handmaiden was talking about the kids. I was like, do you think everyone's that stupid? You know, and it was like, and she was like, I want kids, two of them, and we'd be on a boat and everything. And I was like, and then I was like, it's actually showing the kids and everything on the boat from the beginning of it. And I actually heard people in the audience go, oh, and I was like, you fucking idiots. And I was like, are you really that stupid? And it was like, it's so obvious because you didn't see her when you first turned around. I was like, it would have been better if they ended the movie with him finishing up the story, you know, and it would have been like a whole How I Met Your Mother type of deal. Because that's what it really felt like at the beginning of it. And I was like, oh, so this is like How I Met Your Mother. Because that's what it seems like, yeah. And then it was like,
except without Bob Saget.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, okay. And then when they did that, I was like, but you didn't need to show that. Like, are people really that dumb? And they're like, I guess it's true. Because after I heard people go, oh, okay, yeah. And I was like, oh, maybe they are dumb. Freaking idiots. It was just so stupid. But yeah, honestly, I'm fairly impressed. It did better than I thought it was gonna do. There was a lot of moments that was just real, real funny, like that pause on the Prince Ali song, and it was waiting on the Sultan. I love that part. He's like, oh, we waiting on you. Oh, you know you wanna do it. And he was like, we ain't gonna move until you do it. Prince Ali, fabulous. And they should have did, but the thing, like a negative, is that they didn't have Jafar get his name wrong, which was always funny in the animated version. Because he kept going, Prince Abubu. And then he was like, it's Ababwa. And he was like, okay, Prince Abubu. Yeah. Also, when he captured Aladdin, he was like, I know you're Aladdin. And the only way you'll escape is if you have the lamp. I was upset about that. I was like, it should have been the whole capture him to kill him, and then his plan to marry Jasmine, which would have then made him wanting to marry Jasmine far more, like, believable. But whatever. He just, if you escape, then you're Aladdin. If you don't, then you just dead. And it was like, but if I don't and I'm just dead, then that means you got a whole country just looking for my ass, and they'll attack you. Whatever. It was like, you can't have stuff like that happen and then not make it. It was like, no. Like, yeah, like, there were certain things. I was like, this is a contradiction on this character because they built them a certain way at a, like, that was different from how they originally were in the animated version. So that was something that was like, that was much to be desired. Much like Jasmine wanting to be free was contradicted by the fact that she was all like, no, I want to rule, you know? And it was like, no, you don't. You want to do what you want to do. You want to be free. You said, because when she was talking with Aladdin, she was like, you feel trapped. And it was like, why don't I be Sultan? I can rule the people amazingly. Like, just so much people ruling. My mama, I could do it. It was like, your mom died when you was young. And you was kept in the palace almost your whole life. You don't know the people. But then you have Aladdin go, the people miss the princess. And I was like, they don't fucking know you. And I was like, their lives are okay. Like, no one misses the prince. Shut up. I love the animated movie way too much. Like, I just, favorite Disney movie. But I know Lion King and Jungle Book way more. Like, I know those, I know them better. But Aladdin's my favorite. Ugh. That's a sad burning thing. So, with that, I'm gonna wrap it up. Edward's asleep. Then speak! Speak! And cast the demons out. The demons are loose. But with that, we're gonna end this one.
It's hot.
Yes, it is. It's very hot. Yeah, if y'all wonder what that was, we got a fan going on. It's burning up in here. We in Kansas City, Nebraska, Mexico. Nebraska, Mexico.
We in Topeka.
I guess it's hot in Topeka.
Which is the capital of Kentucky.
How is this Kansas and this isn't our Kansas? Explain, America. Explain. That was a video I saw. Well, okay, yeah. All right, with that, folks, and I'm going to wrap it up.
Tidbit too. That's a video I saw.
I'm going to end it there. By all means, let me know what you think of the Aladdin movie. Did you thought it was good? You thought it was bad? One thing was weird. It got like an audience score of like 90-something, but Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 50-something. To show you how much, like, you know, don't listen to Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes is like full of shit, really.
They're going
to
find you now.
I mean, like, what? They're going to send like one critic who's going to judge my lifestyle? And they're going to be like, you know,
he's going to be the biggest nigga you've ever seen. No, he's going to pick you up.
He's going to be like, you're not as poor as you think you are. And I'm going to be like, excuse me? And I was like, yeah.
If anything, that sounds better. He's going to bring up some financial stuff.
No, he won't. He's just going to be like, you know, he's going to say things. Yeah, you're not that poor. From looking around, you have good finance. You're okay. It's like, no, I'm not. I'm struggling, bitch. But
do you know what bread is? Yeah. I think it's a myth.
The fact that you could spell it, that's good. You're okay. Rotten Tomatoes give you a score of 38 because you complain too much. Like, wait, what was the positive of it? You know, Black Lives Matter. So. That's funny. Well, okay, finally, gonna end the video here. By all means, tell me how you think. Send it.
Might only give you 38%.
By all means, tell me what you think. Drop me a line at my email address, heytheflame@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about the movie. Let me know another movie you want me to see, and I promise you I'll definitely maybe try to do it.
Maybe try to do it.
Maybe I'll try. But I mean,
as long as it's not a horror movie.
As long as it's not a horror movie.
Like, yo, watch Child Play. Tell me how it is.
He kissed my ass. I don't watch horror movies. Anyone who enjoys watching horror movies is a bitch.
that targeted towards someone?
Oh, I mean, it could be targeted to anyone. But, you know, if there's a certain particular Sunday church going glasses wearing motherfucker who think people tie, purple tie owning bullshit ass bitch ass
bum. That's what he is.
Bum motherfucker.
Bum.
Superman chain wearing ass.
You don't even like Superman.
Man, don't he do like Superman.
No, I thought he likes Batman.
Yeah. Couldn't get a Batman chain, but got the loser ass gooey poster boy for the white man, Superman loving. Get out of here with that mess. If he just so happens to hear this, by all means, you know. Yeah, bitch, for liking horror movies. But hey, who am I to say? I'm only the humble flame.
Watch horror movies, you can go to church.
He gonna look at the devil, but then call Jesus. That's what he gonna do. Churlish and immature. That's what this is.
I think he's a habitual line stepper.
Habitual. Habitual line stepper. So, with that, folks, gonna end this podcast.
Call the nigga a bum.
Big ass bum.
I mean, he cool people, so he cool people.
You bum. You mad bugging, B. You need to squash this shit before you get squashed like this. Alright? Get some Tims on, show up at his house. Just go, you're bugging, son. You mad bugging, B. Yo, chill that shit out, son.
That'd be hilarious. Because I got Tims.
Okay. Well, folks, this has been Fun with Flame. And as always, I hope you have fun.